1. New Orleans, present day.
Stupid safety lock,
Holly Ashwin muttered as she fiddled with the nozzle of the pepper spray in her bag. With her free hand, she pushed up her glasses, casting another nervous glance over her shoulder. She'd thought she heard footsteps behind her in the night. Was she being followed? Or paranoid? For months, she'd had the sense that someone was watching her. Yet, strangely, it hadn't bothered her before. She couldn't explain it, but there had been an almost soothing quality to the presence she'd felt. Tonight, all that had changed. She sensed raw menace and wished she hadn't made the walk from the parking lot to Gibson Hall by herself. Usually her boyfriend escorted her to class, but Tim was at a symposium presenting their latest paper, alone, because her condition made it nearly impossible for her to travel. The manicured lawns on the way to her classroom were unusually empty. No doubt there were widespread parties tonight celebrating the full moon, which hung heavy and yellow in the black sky. There was enough light that she could see the bushes behind her trembling. In a growing panic, she broke off the nozzle of the spray.
Crap!
She hastily abandoned her one weapon, tempted to snag one of the pill bottles in the pocket beside it for a dose of relief. Instead, she increased her pace toward her destination, the math building, brightly lit like a beacon.
Almost there.
Her heels clicked along the sidewalk, though they never landed on a crack, even in her rush. Apparently, obsessive-compulsive disorder was panic-proof. She checked her watch. She was on time, of course, but she was late enough that her remedial math 101 students would be in the classroom already. A few yards left, almost to safety. Once she'd made it up the 6 stone steps to the doors, she exhaled in relief. Inside, the hall was ablaze with fluorescent light.
Made it.
Her class was in the 2nd room on the right and would be filled with 33 very large and very loyal Tulane football players. Anyone thinking to frighten her would soon learn how a tackle dummy felt at season's end. Holly's colleagues believed she'd drawn the